All right, we're fixing to open this door, Deuce. And this woman who's going to barge through that door claims to be my swim coach. I never met her until, like, I don't know, 3 weeks ago or so, or something. She hangs around our studio all the time. She's really strange. But just know that I have no idea half of what she's talking about. So keep that in mind.
Welcome her in. Well,
this is Marge.
Hey, George.
Apparently she's a swim coach. She claims to be my old swim coach. But,
How are you, George?
I'm doing fine. Meet Mike Ducey from Fox 4.
Mike, it's a pleasure to meet you. It's Marge Schimdidler. I was George's swim coach in high school.
Okay, first of all, I didn't swim in high school.
Miss Schimdidler, nice to meet you. Marge, I'll call you by your first name.
It's good to see you because I've often seen you on the television set.
How nice.
When they have it on in the home.
Oh, okay.
In the home.
I'm not doing as well as I could be doing, Mike.
What seems to be the problem, Marge?
Well, I don't want to focus on things that aren't going so well with me. Let's just say you look good.
Oh, well, that's nice. Marge thinks you look good.
And George, you certainly look good. You look good enough to rejoin the swim team.
Okay, look. You were never my swim coach, and if you were a swim coach, I'm not going to rejoin your team.
We could get back together and win the Olympics.
Win the Olympics.
And then all my wildest dreams could come true.
That's done through U.S. Olympic swimming. You're not associated with them, are you?
Of course. Now my wildest dream is just being able to keep a little soup down.
Why are you laughing, Mike? She's having a tough time.
Yeah, I don't mean to be cruel. I really don't.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Oh, that's okay. I tried to make it over here a little bit sooner, but I ran out of battery on the chair.
Well, listen, I'm sorry about that.
I was halfway across I-35 at the time.
No.
I almost got clipped by a Peterbilt.
Obviously.
As you can tell by looking at me, George, my arm didn't heal exactly right.
Well, it looks fine to me, Marge. Listen, you cannot...
Mike?
It looks fine, doesn't
Mike?
It?
Mike?
Look, you can't...
Why can't he talk?
I don't know. You can't just organize a swim team and then try to win the Olympics.
Again, Marge.
My arm... It kind of set at a 45-degree angle from where
it
should be.
It's fine.
I've had this cast on my leg for about 3 years, George.
Well, let's hope you get it off soon.
Because I lack the power tools.
The power tools?
I still have the watch you gave me for my birthday when you graduated.
I didn't give you a watch.
It's up under all these hospital bracelets if I can find them on my wrist.
Oh, there it is. That's a nice watch, but I didn't give you that.
No, that's not it. That's a Med Alert. I can't find the watch. Someone must have taken it off of me as I slept outside.
Well, Marge, I tell you.
I had a dog.
Valuable airtime. What's that?
I had a dog that would keep me company, but they wouldn't let me bring it into the area with the cots. George.
What?
Will you give me some money to tide me over until the Olympics?
George,
you're not
so
going
much
to the Olympics, but Mike and I.
My star pupil, this George Dunham, and I don't hear from him as much as I'd like.
I never have contact. I have no idea who she is.
I'll give you the number of the phone outside the liquor store to call me.
All right. Well, Marge, look, good luck in your Olympic dreams. I don't
you're
think they're going to happen.
Pushing me out the door?
Well, yeah, I don't really see where else this is going to go.
I fell again last week, George.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I almost slipped into the rock quarry.
The rock quarry.
Wow.
That's weird.
Can I come live with you and your beautiful wife?
Who, Mike? Sure,
no,
Mike will take you in.
No, you,
Mike,
George.
Mike is a swimmer.
I have
you know
no
that?
Connection with that man.
Whoa.
Well, you I want to live with you and your beautiful wife. I won't take up much space.
That's okay.
All I need is a blanket and a slight depression. depression in the ground, DeLion.
Oh, my gosh.
Speaking of slight depression, wow.
It is very depressing, yeah.
George, it would mean so much to Marge for you to just put the Speedo on one more time.
Yeah, put the Speedo on. I brought it. I still have it here in this paper sack.
How could you possibly have my Speedo?
I have it from the last time you took it off and threw it down, never to swim again. Please, it's right here inside the sack.
No, no.
Please, it's...
Don't try to... Oh, she fell again.
All right, Marge.
Marge, good to see you. Good luck with the Olympic dream, and I'm glad you got to meet...
I've been back the right way!
I'm glad you finally got to meet Mike Ducey.
Thanks
for coming by. Good luck to you, Marge.
Bye-bye!
Your swim coach, Marge, overexposed and back again.
That we call this time Gordo's Corner.
Thank you so much, Mike. Brought to us by McDonald's and Dallas Dodge.
Not to diminish it at all for those sponsors. It's a legitimate segment. Go ahead.
Absolutely. All right, we got a lot of response on our 8:15 segment on, I don't know, what do you call it? Electronica,
music,
techno,
electronica,
trance music, dubstep, I don't know, all that stuff. Tobin says this is his favorite artist. He didn't know if this is exactly qualifying, but...
Who is it?
Black Moth Super Rainbow.
Yeah, I was wondering if you guys have some collared shirts.
Look, you were just in here last week.
Yeah, I know I was in here last week, but I didn't end up with the clothing that I was looking for.
Yeah.
So
pick something out.
Well, I need your help, though. I really
we don't
know.
We don't do that here. We don't offer help.
This is my neck size. It's a 16 and a half.
What's that?
It's neck size. It's 16 and a half.
Well, you look older than 16 and a half, sir.
No, my neck size. My neck size.
Okay, I think they're over there in the corner.
But it still seems like these are too small for me.
Go look over there in the corner. I got to dance. Yeah, that'd be great.
Excuse me, sir,
shopping music there.
You again? I'm
no,
sorry,
you can.
This is Zodiac Girls.
Sir, can I bother you again?
Oh, hey, Marge. Hey, Marge joins us. Hi, Marge.
One Marge is enough.
Just trying to do some shopping.
You were? Is it hard to do shopping here in the...
In the chair. It's difficult to do some shopping in the chair.
Yeah, but it seems like you could just put your purchases underneath you there, Marge.
I never thought of that before.
Yeah, it's
My
hard...
My arm hurts so much, it's hard for me to think.
I never thought of it because...
Please, once is enough.
After the head injury, critical thinking skills were taken away.
What else you got? What else for the react from 8:15? Marge.
There's a lot of guys who like it, and some guys on up into their 50s saying that this is what they like to listen
to.
Well,
that Tiesto, he's like 46.
Yeah, the guy's old.
They're just pretending to like it, trying to feel young. They don't like it.
Whoa.
Okay.
Wow, so Mike's saying it's impossible, realistically impossible for someone to enjoy that music?
The first definitive statement I've made all week. Yes, it is impossible.
Well, you're crazy with brain headness. All right. Should we get to dangerous things? You know what? I'll tell you what my club music is. I found some of this. I think you'll enjoy this.
Space People?
No.
Oh, Skittles? I guess he's kind
of
technical.
A lot of people like Skrillex.
Uh-huh.
I like Skittles.
I pray that one day the lost will be found and they will be brought to you so you can forgive them for their sins. I pray that one day I can come before your eyes and see what lies ahead, because I pray that one day no one will be lost, because Jesus paid the cost for all of us to live and we need to give him praise. I pray that one day all hands will be raised and no one will be left out, because I pray that one day the truth will be told and everyone will hold a key to your gate, to your kingdom, O Lord. Every night, every day, I will pray, and peace will come.
Margin this.
Freedom will reign.
No,
every night, every day, I will pray, that the lost will be saved, and the saved will see. every night.
Doesn't get any better.
Every day.
Mike, he's red-faced over there.
Every day we will sing, we will pray. I pray, Lord, that one day
you'll bring
will because, Lord, everyone needs you. I pray that one day we will lift our voices so high that the skies will split and you will lie in us because it's the way it's meant to be. I pray, Lord, that one day no one will be denied to you because you don't mind who we are as long as we praise and worship you. I pray that one day
I can go like a
champ and show people the truth, not the person I try to be. I pray, Lord, that one day when it's all said and done, Lord, you are the one that has won.
Hey, get out there.
Peace will come.
Hey.
Freedom will reign every night.
This has become a segment known as Pass the Puck.
This next song is the final song off the CD. It's a song that my boy Larry Smith helped me write.
Wow,
it's because of him that I made this demo CD. I'm the kind of person that gives credit where credit is due, and Larry Smith is definitely due a lot of credit because he helped me with a lot of my rhymes. He pretty much showed me ways to make my rhymes the most effective. And if it weren't for him, there wouldn't be songs like the one coming up called My Label or the one called My Game Is On Top, and definitely not one of the style of I Pray, which was original, of course. But this is definitely a song that I really enjoy. I edited the last verse a little bit, but other than that, I kept it completely the same. It was written last year, but I really hope that you enjoy it because it's definitely one that I'm the closest to, you could say. So here it is.
Okay. He's just introducing a song, Giorgio.
All right, what else you got?
All right.
Get the corner music going.
Here's a little electronica. At least we can have some of that. Just kind of a tie-in to what we talked about earlier. Snoop. You think this is Snoop?
Pretty sure. Isn't it?
Kind of a ripoff of it.
What are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing? I'm about to do a story.
Music?
No.
We'll do it.
Yo. Yo, 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 sometimes I think to myself, how can I sound so good on the mic? I mean, would I be good enough to make it to a label? Now that would be pretty tight. Then I think to myself, which one would it be? RCA? Nah, too much pop. Def Jam? That would be pretty cool. Maybe even Priority. I'm not on the camera today, but I will be tomorrow. I'm coming at you quick, so you better run. It will be many decades before I'm done. I never thought it'd be so hard to make my label, because I didn't have no rhymes and wasn't feeling the flavor. I never thought I'd be the one to reach a level of rhymes. Now I'm feeling the flavor. I never thought it'd be so hard to make my label, because I didn't have no rhymes and wasn't feeling the flavor. I never thought I'd be.
I think he's overmodulating the mic.
Would you stop it?
Who is this?
Skittles.
Okay. Never had. Shockingly.
You hadn't heard us play that before? Gordon plays it like three times a week.
I miss that.
He's my favorite rap artist, okay?
He is not.
Why'd it sound like Jeff Garland when I just said that? He's my favorite rap artist, okay?
Clarence.
All right, let's tell you about this dangerous animal. What is the animal you should fear the most at the park?
Papa.
The dog.
When you go to the park. You think so?
Yeah. What else are you going to see at the park? That's dangerous.
We've seen coyotes in the park near our house.
Yeah, they're not going to hurt you.
Bobcats have been spotted.
Bobcats
in the park
hurt you,
near
maybe.
Our house. Is that the answer, bobcats?
You fear the bobcat more than you fear the coyote?
A little bit. Yeah.
How about the swan? Have you guys ever encountered the killer swan?
The killer goose, but not the swan.
The goose.
You talking about like a Canadian goose?
Yeah, like one of those big old honking things.
Well, yeah, literally, they do honk, Giorgio. No, I'm talking about a swan, and Anthony Hensley was a guy who loved protecting these swans at the pond at his apartment complex, and one of them killed him.
What? Mm. Killed a guy?
Yeah. Swan killed a guy.
How?
He was out there in a kayak. By the way, kayak, a palindrome.
Yeah, sure enough.
I doubt that'll make this guy's obituary, but it's just kind of a fun fact. Maybe they'll put that on the back of the bulletin. Anthony Hensley, the 37-year-old, was in this kayak checking on the swans that were kept at this pond. He was, I guess they kept him at the pond to keep the geese away. The swans will chase off geese, but he got too close to the swans or their nest. That's when one of the birds swam towards his kayak, which is a palindrome.
Yeah, we heard that.
And
probably won't make his obituary.
And flipped him over. Upended his canoe. So he starts swimming to shore, and the swan keeps attacking him.
Pushing him under the water?
Pushing him underwater,
oh,
and it drowns
gosh.
Him.
Wow.
I've always thought swans were evil. They'll chase at you.
Yeah, I have seen them chase, too.
You're always having to lance them with the end of your fishing pole. Get out of here! Get out of here!
Man, that's horrible.
By the time police arrived, they pulled him from the water about a half hour after he had gone under the drink.
Man.
I'm so scared.
And he was protecting the swans. He was on their side.
Mm-hmm. Just like Fox 4.
Mm-hmm.
I've never trusted swans.
Oh, hey, Marge.
I swear I'm walking out of the studio.
Hey,
stop.
Marge, you okay?
Swans have always frightened me. They don't like the chair. There's something about the noise the chair makes that just, how you say it in the youth parlance, freaks them out.
Yeah.
Jeez. Love Marge.
That's a shame, Marge, that... Well, she's always been scared of swans.
One thing worse than Marge,
George,
is fake Marge.
Which is odd because...
Marge is great.
Because, you know, she's a swimmer. And swans are swimmers, so I would think that you guys would be kindred spirits, Marge.
The water must be respected at all times.
At all times.
That's really all I have to say about it.
That's okay, Marge. You just hang out. You hang out over there, and if you need anything, just let us know, okay?
Thank you, Gordon, and George, I love you, George.
Thank you, Coach Campo.
Can we get you anything before we move on here?
Do you have any sort of salves that you keep here, perhaps in the first aid kit at like Ticket Radio?
Like a little makeup kit full of salves?
Some sort of salve.
Do you have burns?
Some sort of antibiotic salve would be nice.
Okay, you had an antibiotic salves. Okay.
Thank you.
Like Neosporin or something.
Perhaps.
Okay. Yeah, I know she have a lot
Bye,
of
Marge.
Open sores. No, she's still here.
No.
It's okay. She's got to stay here because I've got to take her somewhere
Gosh,
after
what
the
is
show.
It over.
I'm taking her to the doctor. Taking her to the doctor after the show.
That's the thing. Even if you have a really good character, you probably don't bring him back on the air a bunch.
No,
just
no, she's fine.
To overdo
she's
it.
Fine. She's fine.
I don't know if she's
matter
a good
fact,
character.
Matter of fact, we're going to take calls for Marge.
No, we're
if
not.
If you'd like to call us, it's 888-787-1310.
No, we're not.
If you have a question for George or for Marge.
Nope.
You can certainly let us hear from you.
No one's here.
I don't see the phones. Where are the phones?
Don't worry.
Don't worry, Marge. They don't look like they did back in your day.
Is that all you got?
You're
for the
used
corner?
To the ones that had the dial, right? No, but I don't know who's calling right now.
Excuse me.
Shh. You all right? The Michigan lottery winner that. Still stayed on food stamps. She has been charged with welfare fraud now. She won like over $1 million in the lottery game known as Make Me Rich. And she still collected food stamps afterwards, and her argument was that she was still unemployed. Even though she won the lottery, she still didn't have a job, so she should be able to get food stamps.
Hmm. Brilliant!
Little something to that?
No.
Higher on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, George, did you know there's diamonds on Uranus?
Ooh, good point. Good point. Did you hear about that, Marge?
Oh, man, the only thing that could make this day better is that.
Higher on The Ticket.
I got that one. That is funny.
Is that my Aunt Marge?
Oh, I it might be.
Hello?
Oh, Marge, it's so good to hear from you. We've been so worried.
Okay. Which of my favorite... are you a nephew or a niece? I can't tell by your voice.
Why are you the godfather now, Marge? Higher on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket with George and his swimming coach.
Marge is being overexposed and exposed at the same time, if you know what I mean.
Hi. You're on the air.
God, Mark talks exactly like Larry David's character in The Three Stooges.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Marge.
Hello.
What are you wearing?
Oh, that's a nice one.
I'm wearing a nice house dress. It's a little, gamey, shall we say, but it's just my lot in life right now.
Is it more of a lingerie or more on the muumuu side?
I don't like the tone of this call. Please move ahead to the next caller.
And that concludes the worst Cornos quarter in the history of the ticket. Show.
Higher on the ticket.
George, this is Marge. Keep talking. I find your mouth very orally, please.
And that concludes the worst Cornos corner of all time.
How did she just call the fanfare? She's in studio. How did she just call
Let's get out of this while they're still getting to do. There you go, another failed Gordo's Corner.
No, nothing failed about it, George.
Here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Up next, a big one for the Mavericks to talk about.
I quit. I pray that one day the lost will be found and they will be brought to you so you can forgive
them. This is Dan McDowell. Wednesday, noon to 3 on The Ticket. The Cowboys' schedule is out. Let's look at it. The strengths, the weaknesses, the problems, the pluses. The Cowboys' schedule, right off the top of our show, noon to 3, Wednesday on The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.